Welcome to KHC Podcasts, where we are here to help you manage your own health.
Hi, my name is Alvin. I'm a pharmacist working as part of the team here in Kilrae Health Centre. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this hopefully short podcast on asthma. The reason we wanted to produce this podcast was to try and improve your knowledge around asthma so that you can better manage your condition. Or perhaps you're maybe the parent of a child or a teenager. Well, we want to better equip you as well on sort of how best you can support to manage their condition in the here and now, and also help them to, over time, gradually take more ownership of managing their asthma in the future. There's also been quite a recent and quite radical change in asthma guidelines and the recommendations that we follow on which inhalers to use to manage asthma. And we also want to tell you a bit about that as well. But first, I thought it would be helpful to go back to the basics and to kind of look at what is asthma. Why would we be so interested in doing a podcast on asthma? And what is the best ways to manage asthma? So first of all, what is asthma? Asthma is a chronic respiratory condition that affects the airways in your lungs. It causes them to become inflamed, narrowed, and that in turn makes it more difficult to breathe. It's characterized by symptoms like wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, and chest tightness, which can vary in intensity, and it may maybe worsen at night or if you come into contact with certain triggers. While there's no cure for asthma, it can be managed with medication, which is primarily with inhalers. This will help to control the symptoms with the key aim to preventing further attacks. So why are we so interested in asthma? Some people think it's maybe just a bit of a wheeze or a cough. It's maybe not that serious, is it really? Well, asthma can have a major impact on day-to-day life, which most people just tend to put up with. Quite often when we chat to patients suffering with asthma, when you ask them, how are your symptoms? They say, they're okay. But whenever we talk to them, actually, the asthma is having a major impact on their life and really affecting their day-to-day. So as I say, I think at times folks often just tend to put up with it. They assume this is just the way it has to be. But there are many sort of famous cases, even sports stars like David Beckham, Mo Farah, Paula Radcliffe, who have achieved great things in their particular sports, even though they're suffering from asthma. The difference is, it's obviously well managed. Now, of course, the other thing to mention is that asthma is not just an inconvenience. It can also be deadly. Of course, if it's poorly managed, that is. And year on year, we do still get reports of people dying from their asthma. I don't tell you that to scare you, but it's more just to give it some context so that you maybe won't underplay as often people do and assume that it's not that big a deal. In 2014, there was a report published which was called the National Review of Asthma Deaths. And its job was really just to look into cases where people had died as a result of their asthma to try and see, were there any common causes? Was there anything that we could possibly learn? And actually, 2/3 of these deaths were deemed to be preventable. And actually, with better management, perhaps their lives could have been saved. You would assume with the passage of time that we would have made great strides in terms of reducing these numbers. But the most recent information I could find was that 1,465 people died as a result of asthma in the UK in the year 2022. And if we use that idea of 2/3 potentially being preventable, that's 975 people who potentially could have been saved through better management. So what did the report say, or what did we learn? Well, interestingly, almost half of the patients who died didn't seek any help for their final asthma attack at all. In some cases, there were delays to receiving emergency treatment. But one of the major findings that we want to focus on was an over-reliance on reliever inhalers and a poor use of preventer inhalers. But we'll come back to that. There were other recommendations made as a result of the report. Some of the main ones were to improve the inhalers that were prescribed to patients, so obviously prioritising the preventers and trying not to have folks relying on the relievers. That people experiencing asthma should have regular reviews where we check in with them, where we provide them with an asthma plan as to how to manage their symptoms at the various different stages. And just to generally improve education around self-management. And I suppose that's part of the reason why this podcast exists, in order to do that. So the question is, how do we manage asthma? With asthma, the main treatment is inhaled steroids. They act as our preventer to help manage our symptoms and prevent attacks from occurring. These inhalers are sometimes maybe brown, red, or purple in colour. I once had a child actually ask me during a review if they were going to grow big muscles now that we were giving them steroids. Unfortunately, I had to burst their bubble. These steroids, their job is to dampen the inflammation in the airways, which is really the underlying issue with asthma, as we've mentioned previously. By using these inhaled steroids regularly and using them at low doses, we can deliver that directly to the lungs where the effect is needed, which hopefully should have minimal side effects. From time to time, you may have also had oral steroids. These can sometimes be required to resolve those major flare-ups that can occur. With the oral steroids, we need much larger doses. And of course, that comes with many possible side effects and can have implications on your longer-term health if used regularly. That's why it's so key that we prioritise the inhaled low-dose steroids to stop your asthma from getting to that stage where these really high doses of oral tablets are needed. So that's the inhaled steroids. The other types of inhalers that you would often be prescribed are reliever inhalers. So those would be things like salbutamol or terbutaline. These are usually maybe blue in colour. Their job is to temporarily relax the muscles around your airways and just generally improve airflow. These inhalers, they're good at what they do. They can really quickly relieve those symptoms of breathlessness or chest tightness, but the effect is only temporary and it wears off pretty quickly within a short period of time. And they actually don't have any effect at all on the underlying inflammation which is driving your asthma symptoms. Now, the big thing with the blue inhalers is because they work so quickly and people get that instant relief, folks then assume that this must be the best inhaler to manage my asthma. With your preventer inhaler, you would probably say that actually you don't really feel anything after you use it. You don't get that instant effect, maybe in the same way you would with your blue inhaler. But with these inhalers, they work over the longer term to better control your symptoms and stop any major flare-ups. But I suppose because we don't get that instant feedback, that instant effect, we can wrongly assume that actually they're not doing anything at all. And then as a result, folks often begin to use them less. And then, after a few weeks or so, their asthma symptoms will begin to flare up. And then they find themselves maybe caught in a constant loop of worsening and improving symptoms, which can last for up to weeks at a time. Now, that said, as we mentioned before, there has been a major change in the guidelines around managing asthma, particularly applicable for those aged 12 and over. With this new approach, rather than having two separate inhalers, one for prevention and one for relief, this has now been combined into one single inhaler device. These new inhalers contain the inhaled steroid, when used regularly, will help prevent symptoms, but they also contain a medicine which works fast enough for relief, but also continues to work for hours afterwards to better manage symptoms. This new approach is known as maintenance and relief therapy, or MART, MART. As the inhaled steroid is included with each dose that you use for relief, that increases the amount of steroid that you use, which then should hopefully help to better manage your symptoms over the longer term. Perhaps you're someone who in the past has actually had quite mild symptoms and you've maybe only ever been supplied with a blue inhaler to use. This approach has also been reviewed because, as we mentioned previously, It's the inhaled steroid that really does the heavy lifting in managing your asthma symptoms. And so a better option would be an inhaler which includes a steroid component as well as the reliever. This is known as anti-inflammatory reliever, AIR, or air therapy. Now, of course, the aim of asthma management is to get you to a place more or less as close as possible where you have no symptoms at all. But as you've probably experienced in the past, there are times when your asthma can get worse. Some of the major things that we would look out for would be if you're waking up at night, if your symptoms are interfering with your kind of usual day-to-day activities, say when you're at work or maybe exercising or playing sport, or if you find yourself reaching for your reliever inhaler and using it 3 times per week. This suggests that your asthma is actually not well controlled and you need to take action. You need to restart that preventative steroid inhaler and take your reliever as needed. And of course, it goes without saying, if this persists for any period of time at all, even for a few days or more, it's important that you contact the health centre and come and be reviewed. Now, in the case of a full-blown asthma attack, where you find actually your reliever inhaler is not really helping, or you're needing to use it, every 4 hours or so, you may be finding it difficult to talk or walk, finding it more difficult to breathe, you're wheezing a lot, your chest is very tight, you're coughing a lot. This would all suggest that you may be experiencing a full-blown asthma attack. In this case, it's important to sit up straight, try and stay as calm as possible. It's important to use one dose of your reliever inhaler as you've been instructed. In the case of the blue reliever inhalers like salbutamol, this will require you to take one puff every 30 to 60 seconds up to a maximum of 10 puffs. If you have been moved across to the new MART or AIR approaches, this will be one dose every 1 to 3 minutes up to a maximum of 6 puffs. If at any point you feel worse, or if you're not feeling better after you've taken the maximum number of your reliever doses, it's important to call 999 for an ambulance, as this is a medical emergency. Now, just to conclude, remember, if you're waking up at night, your symptoms are interfering with your usual day-to-day activities, or if you find yourself reaching for your reliever inhaler 3 times per week or more, that suggests your asthma is not well controlled, and we really want to hear from you. You may actually benefit from trying a different inhaler regime, even possibly one of the new approaches that we've mentioned before. We want you to live a life free from asthma. Thank you.